This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, of course.
Football in the rearview mirror, although, as we know, the NFL is king year-round, man. Whether we're talking rumors or not, the NFL will get everybody's attention. But we're getting closer to Selection Sunday. This past Saturday, they put out their committee's top 16 teams if they were to do the bracket today or at that point on Saturday. That was out there. We know the Big 12 tournament here in Kansas City at T-Mobile Center is a couple weeks away. Drew, I think you're going. You got a credential for that, right? So you're going to be going to that, and that's always a fun event. Hopefully the weather cooperates, because when it's great weather right across the street, it's awesome when you get all the fan bases. Yeah. And once again, there's some new fan bases too, with Arizona and Arizona State and BYU part of the...
Kansas was on that list for top 16 seeds.
They were.
They lost on Saturday.
We're going to get to that, and K-State as well. It's KU and Missouri coming up a little bit later on. But I wanted to talk about the tournament and where it's headed. You guys know for forever, really, I've been very much anti-tournament expansion. I like where we're at, 68 teams. And I know it's been a very long time since they expanded. In fact, this would be, if they expand even to 76 teams, which is where everybody's talking about now, that would be the largest expansion since 1985. I'm very much against expanding to like 96 in this, because I've told you we're just going to see way more of the 10th rated or 11th rated team in the Power 5, Power 4 conference than we are to see mid-majors, which I still think, yes, as the tournament progresses, I want to see the best teams, but the opening weekend, what makes it great is the upsets. In order for there to be those upsets, I need the random team from the Southland Conference that upsets the team from the Big 12. Like, I need that kind of thing. 76... Well, I don't like expansion. I can stomach it. You can get me on board with that one, and that's the latest. Pete Thamel was on College Game Day Saturday, and he said that's where this is heading.
It's no tangible difference from a viewership perspective. It's
He said the NCAA has been working with media partners, and in the next few months, they could decide whether to expand to 76 teams. How it would work is, we all know right now they have the first four in Dayton, which has become more popular in the way that it's not just the opening round games. It's become, all right, well, why not? And it's been very good for Dayton. The thought would be you'd go to 76, and then they would add an additional site like a Dayton-type site.
Kansas City, by the way, should beg. Well,
they'll be one of many cities.
Beg to be that city every year,
But typically, if they compare it to the Dayton site, that Kansas City's already getting regional sites. And you know, and
27 is the next one.
Yeah,
2027 is the
host. I wonder if this site, and it could be different, but because there will be a bidding process. They said it will be outside the Eastern time zone, because they don't want in the Eastern time zone due to travel for the teams that have to get on a flight and quickly go somewhere else. They want them as far further west if possible. So this is where your Omaha's, your Wichita's, your Tulsa's, your Denver's, I even think, like have a better chance at getting it, and maybe even further west because of time zone. But I don't like expanding, but at least at 76, it's hard for me to be too upset. But it's going to be all Power Four teams. There's only, you know, the what,
yeah,
do you know what the last at large bid from a non-major conference was? At large, not winning your conference.
Like when the last conference that had two bids?
Basically. that wasn't a power conference.
There was one like a decade ago of a team FAU. That was pretty much, okay, I was like undefeated.
FAU.
They had a run.
FAU, and then prior to that, it was like 2 years before. The point is, non-Power 4, Power 5 are not getting at-large bids anymore. Like, there used to be at all. This is not just like, hey, UMKC has to win their league to get in. I understand why the Summit League only has one bid. I get it. But I'm talking about even some of these smaller conferences now with realignment and expansion, all this, you don't have that large bids happening. So 76 teams, okay, so we're going to add 8 more power conferences or power teams, I guess.
I don't know if it's necessarily all power, because I don't know if you just take, hey, Joe Lenardi or Jerry
Palm.
Not Palm
enough teams to start getting two bid teams out of the bad conference.
So if you look at the first four out and the next four out, you would assume those would be the 8 teams that would be included.
Yes.
In that.
Yes.
So you would have VCU, Georgia, SMU, North Carolina, IU, Xavier, K-State would be in, and UC Irvine. So you get 6 out of the 8. It would be more power, of course, but yeah. But you might get one thrown
one
in
extra,
there.
One extra.
That K-State one, was that before they lost 2 in a row?
Yes.
This is as of the...
last night, Lenardi put one out before the K-State game ended and had them as the next 8 out or whatever.
It is
the
updated today. Okay. It's updated this morning, and Lenardi still has them in the next 4 out.
Wow.
It was updated at 7:30 this morning.
I mean, they lost to a
ranked
team on the road, but still, I just didn't think they had any...
okay.
He still got them in the next 4 out.
But, I didn't think they had any wiggle room left.
They won't make it this year, but theoretically, a 76, you know, they might make it in. But you can also argue, no offense to K-State, Do they really deserve to be in the NCAA tournament with the season that they've had? Like, let's say they go 18-13 or whatever, and they win one game in the Big 12 tournament. Do they actually belong in? Because it just seems like you're giving out more participation trophies. Of, hey, they made
but
it,
come
but
on, dude.
They don't belong in.
Here's the thing. Do 64 teams belong in? Have you watched college basketball?
Yeah.
Like, we're splitting hairs here. I'll just tell you right now. That 64th team stinks, too. They're mediocre as hell. No more or less mediocre than the 74th ranked team. They all stink.
If we're talking power conference opponents, then I think maybe. But if you look at all, I don't know how many conferences exactly there are, but as soon as you get down to it, if you're adding 76 and you're looking at, instead of spots 1-4 or spots 1-5, you're all of a sudden getting into 6, and you're getting into the bottom half of the conference by doing it. Where I think if you finish in the top 5 or top 6, in the ACC or particularly the SEC this year or the Big 12, then I think you have more of a, you deserve to be in the conversation a little bit more.
I know that this is outside the thinking. I guess I don't have a problem with expansion in college. I wouldn't care if they went to 96 because I view college sports different than the pros. In the pros, there's a certain percentage of the league that gets in. You're at a higher level. 50% of the league gets into the playoffs. Hell, I didn't think they needed to add a new playoff team to the NFL standard. And based on the number of 7 seeds who have won, it ain't changing the math at all.
But you were anti-MLB expansion, and that's a big reason why the Royals got into the playoffs last year.
And that's, they technically would have, they weren't the last seed, right? So they would have still made it, but barely, based on that. But it gives them a better chance to make it, certainly. I think around 50% for the pro leagues is about right. And you get mediocrity at that point, too, even, right?
Sure.
Because baseball was doing less percentage of theirs. This isn't even 50% of college basketball. Why do less college basketball teams? This is their only chance to play it. It's a collegiate sport. It's a giant tournament where we already put 1 billion teams in. For me, there's no difference between 64 and 96. The mediocrity that exists in the sport already does. They're amateur athletes who probably won't get to play pro anyway. Let them play in the tournament.
How long would the tournament I'm just curious. So, how long would the tournament end up being?
So this is... I'm glad... Yeah, that's exactly the direction that I wanted to go down for a couple things. And I get your point, but... Cody, but the tricky part is, one, what Drew was about to allude to, which is how long does the tournament go? Then there's the other part, when does it stop? Like, we all know, even if they go to 76, I'm not naive enough to think that once they go to 76, that in 6 years they're not going to ask for 96 or something. Like, this is just how this stuff. The NFL, they get 17 games, they want 20 in 15 years. Like, we know how this is going to go.
When do we draw the line?
Like, let's say there's 340 teams in college basketball. I don't know what the exact
number is.
There's
368, I think.
Something.
So a third will get in.
So when do we stop? It's like when 200 of them get in? When 140? I know I'm taking
half,
it to the extreme,
like the
but like...
Well, we can say the same thing about the NFL. Why don't we just let 70% of the league into the playoffs, you know? Like, right now, they're at 33%. They're not even at 33%. That would be if they let 96 teams in.
I know, Cody, but we're not going to put 180 teams in the tournament and just say, hey, this is the NCAA tournament. That would be, you would have.
But I'm just saying there's not, I'm not asking for 180 either. And I understand you're saying, where do you draw the line?
Sure.
I don't, 96 if you won. But I'm just saying it can be more than 68. Like, 68, like, That's a invisible. That's an imaginary line that I think represents a very small portion of it. And if you're just saying, well, it's going to be more mediocre big conference teams, I'd say, yeah, that's what the other sports do too. We just don't care because it's less. It's a smaller
number. What makes the first 2 days of the tournament great, though, are not the ninth best team in the Big Ten getting in. It's the fact that the top four team in the Big 12 or Big 10 lose to the mid-major, right? That's now, as the tournament progresses, I just want the best teams. Like, you know, in the Final Four, it's fun to have Cinderella get there, but typically I do want, like, let's just be real. This was the Zion Williamson year with Duke, but like this year, Cooper Flagg for college basketball, as much as I hate Duke, Cooper Flagg being in the Final Four is really good for college basketball. Is we all like the upsets the opening weekend, but having, I don't know, I'll just pick on Davidson because that was a team that went on a run. Like, they had Steph Curry, so that became, Steph Curry wasn't Steph Curry at that point in time, though, right?
St. Peter's, same
sure.
thing.
Sure. The kid from Oakland, I already forgot his name, that beat Kentucky, that hit all those threes.
Golkey.
That was fun for a little while. I didn't need Oakland in the Final Four, though. You know, it's cool story for a couple games. And then get the hell out of there, man. Let me go.
Was crazy. Golkey. Just like whatever. A wreckly. No players ever felt more wreckly just like getting shots
but
in my life.
He could not miss. It was incredible.
Yeah, I love that about the
there will be another player like that. That's why we love the tournament. We all know. We don't know who the guy. Like, again, I already forgot his name. But
couldn't that guy be on a 16-14 Florida State team?
I mean, the example looking for.
Couldn't some player for Kansas State just like go off and go nuts and hit 10 threes? And we'd like them like Golkey. Do they have to come
from? It won't have
from
the same vibe, I don't think. It won't have the same vibe. Okay. Now, what you're describing is like NC State last year. They were not a good basketball team. They got in controversially. People thought their resume, they got in and they went on a run to the Final Four. Right, and then now they're back to being crappy again this year. But like, so what you just described would be like an NC State team, and that like a bad Power Five conference team getting in that probably shouldn't be in, but then they went on a run, and like, it was a great story, but
expanding the tournament doesn't it devalues everything that you do. You might as well not even play any. You might as well not play any college basketball from November until January if you're going to just expand the tournament that much. Because what you do, because we're never going to talk. I know we don't talk about it much now, anyways. But you losing Kansas going on as hot of a Kansas. Honestly, if we looked at their resume, they started out well, obviously, but they've stunk as of late. If we were going off of what your resume has been recently. Kansas wouldn't even be a 5 seed or whatever they might be now. They might even be lower than that.
For sure.
I think you take the significance out of what you do the entire season if you're just expanding the tournament, where if you're K-State, like, we're going to completely ignore that you stunk in the first 2 months of the season, but hey, you got hot late, so we're going to throw you in there. And I think it devalues the entire picture of your resume of who really belongs in the tournament, and instead you're just putting everybody in, and you have more chaos potentially, I guess, like with NC State, but they don't deserve to be in more than there's just too many teams. They just don't belong in a tournament to win a national title.
I know we can move on to other things, but this is what you're describing is a broader American sports problem. And I think you are making it just about college basketball where this exists across
everywhere.
Across the world, people don't like our system because it does not have the best team winning. Sorry. Our system does not have the best team winning the championship every time. Sometimes the best team wins the championship.
Well, there's no greater example of that than the NCAA tournament.
But yeah,
NC
State was not one of the four best teams in the country.
Right.
And they got to be one of the four best teams because in American sports, we support tournament style play. So whether you think they deserve to be in the tournament, that's silly. Mostly to just say you shouldn't have a tournament at all. It should just be the team who was the best.
But if you have 35 games to prove it, though,
you got 162 in baseball, and I still let bad teams in. I still let bad teams in football. I give them 16. Now that's less, sure. But, like, I mean, that's just the way American sports are designed. They're designed around the tournament. I don't have a problem with it because that's how I consume sports.
I think the problem, though, with college compared to pro is pro, you have the system set. College, you're letting human beings decide things. Like, you're coming up with rankings where if we're doing MLB rankings, the teams that make the playoffs might be totally different than what actually ends up happening. If we did NFL power rankings, we would not have the same 14 teams in the playoffs that we did this past season. I think that's where the difference is with the college stuff is if you're letting athletic directors who are paying attention to big brands and stuff, you're going to have some schools that deserve to make it way more not make it because they like the bigger brands more.
We'll hear more about this
for the sport
as we get closer to the NCAA tournament. And during the tournament, this will become more and more of a story.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.